Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, good morning.
Guten Morgen. We're like Phil and Frank.
What up, buddy?
Phil and Frank, Covino and Rich. Normally on from 2 to 4 on the West, 5 to 7 on the East, Monday through Friday. And we have a bonus podcast if you guys want to see what you hear called Overpromise, because Blubber Lips Davis usually overpromises things we never
get to.
Get an extra hour in for the DP show, day two of the Dan Patrick hat trick. Again, good morning. And I heard Jonas talking about National Unicorn Day. So, Rich, happy holidays to you.
Oh, I know you're a big fan. He's going to walk around my daughter's room, bed sheets, wall, toys, her backpack.
You guys share
lunchbox.
Bed sheets?
Yes.
It's also National Winston Churchill Day. So, Danny G, I wish you a happy one of those. I know you're a big fan.
Thank you.
And thank you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, for hanging out with us, Covino and Rich, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios.
Now, we're going to get to a lot today. I mean, it's sort of a dead time in the world of sports, but there's, you know, stuff going on in life. We're going to get to the worst neighbors. I'm going to let you know why Jason Kelce and Caitlin Clark are the same exact person.
Ooh, this sounds like a
what?
Colin Cowherd analogy.
What do they have in common? No, what do Caitlin Clark and Jason Kelce have going on right now?
Stars attract other stars.
We'll talk about the Sacramento A's. We never got to that yet. Like, what do you do if you live in Sacramento? Are you an A's fan
what
for like
mean,
a couple years?
Yes. You jump on it. You enjoy it while you can.
We're going to talk about eclipse weirdos. I mean, people that enjoyed the eclipse yesterday.
Oh, yeah. But before we talk about eclipses, which, by the way, you know what? I have a thought on that. Before we get to that, I'm going to Venmo you a quick $6.
You don't have to do that every time.
No, I'm going to do that because Rich gets me a coffee in the morning, and it's so nice of him to go out of his way and buy me a coffee. And I like to get it out of the way because I don't like owing people anything ever. And I just want to say to anybody out there, if you don't use Venmo, then I don't know how you survive.
Or Zelle. I'm okay with Zelle.
Yeah, Zelle is a little more complicated, I think. You know, you have to go through your bank and everything. I don't know. I mean, I have it. I use it all the time. Use that for child support and things like that, Rich.
Do you?
For a coffee? Here's a quick little Venmo.
Do you have the over 70 exemption? Like every football season, my dad, for fantasy football and gambling, he's like, oh, Richie, I'm going to send you a check in the mail. It'll cover it. I'm like, Dad, no check in the mail. Oh, it's going to be in the mail.
I don't care if it's your dad.
Dad.
I don't care if it's the fruit guy at the corner. If you don't have a Venmo set up, honestly, like I kind of frown at you. I'm not going to say I don't respect you. I respect everybody, but I'm
you
like...
You can say it. Say
no,
it.
No, no, no.
If you don't have a Cash App on your phone, I don't respect you.
You might as well tell me you're living in the 1800s, because I'm like, really, dude? You're just cramping yourself at this point. I feel like if you're a hobo, you should have a Venmo account, because that's the only way you're getting money from me.
You know, hobos and... What do they call them nowadays? Oh, yeah, unhoused. They should have Venmos. In fact, two people I saw have Venmo, or Zelle, or Cash App, that I'm like, ah, good thinking. This past year, there was not a Girl Scout that didn't.
You're so right about
that. It was 50-50, yep. But now you go to the supermarket or wherever, you know, a couple months ago when it was Girl Scout cookie season, I'm trying to resist the Samoas and Thin Mints by the sleeve and lemonades and all the... Every girl's like, we have Venmo and Zelle. And the moms are out there with them with their little
yeah, no, phones. It's true. Good job, Girl Scouts.
Secondly,
good job.
Secondly, I'm at crypto.
Oh, I thought you were going to say strippers in Vegas.
That wouldn't be...
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have Venmo? Can I Zelle you $20 for this lap dance?
I think you really need to step it up.
Imagine... They should have QR codes tattooed on their treks, because there should be a better way. Because if you expect cash from me nowadays, I just never have it. And my dad still is that guy that's like, cash is king.
That's not a bad idea. If a stripper had a QR code on her cheek.
Hold on. Stand still.
Hey, wait. Stop twerking for
You're
a second.
You're moving too much. Hold on.
Gotcha. All right.
There you go. I'm going to Venmo you over an extra 20.
But I was at Staples Center, because you know I'm a huge hockey fan. Went to go see the Kings Canucks the other night. Great sport live. We talked about it. And after the game, Danny, you know this from probably going to a bunch of Lakers games. You leave that arena. They got all those hot dog stands.
Yeah, the hot dogs are wrapped in bacon.
The bacon wrapped, like, big fat sausage dogs with all the fictions.
Oh, yes.
And they were all saying it. Like, it was part of their thing. Like, hot dogs, we got your hot dogs with the fixins. We have Venmo and Zelle. They were saying it, because what is your first instinct? Like, oh, damn, I don't have any
like
cash
I said,
on me.
The local fruit guy, local ice cream man, the street vendors have stepped up their game now here in L.A. where they offer PayPal, Zelle, or Venmo. I think the only people that don't use it nowadays are my parents. So unless you're 175 years old, there's no excuse for you.
And if you're
there's
someone,
no excuse.
If you're someone that gets by a lot, like I do, on Apple Pay.
Yeah.
I use Apple Pay for pretty much 99% of things.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't take Apple Pay? I'll throw them under the bus because I go there way too much. Home Depot.
Oh, really?
Home Depot. They
don't take it?
Guy, you need your credit card or debit card or whatever, but they don't. Like, you don't have Apple Pay yet, Home Depot?
Yeah, well, is cash still king? You know, if you're trying to take some taxes off your gutter cleaning, or, you know, you got some guy doing some handiwork at your house. Yeah, I get it. Still need some cash here and there. But here, Rich, $6 for a coffee, overpriced, but here you go. Venmo paid, done. Moving on.
Yeah, send me a check.
Step your game up. You know what, man? There's so many people that are scared of this stuff. You know, we talk about it when it comes to sports. My parents... And other family members still, Rich. You don't have to be old to feel this way, because I felt this way. When a game is on Apple TV or a game is on Amazon Prime, like my family members and certain friends of mine will be like, yeah, I guess I'm not watching. And it's like, yo, stop being scared of the technology. It's really odd. I have an uncle.
I can't imagine that mentality. Danny, imagine if the Raiders are on, I don't know, Peacock or Prime or... Something, you're like, guess I'm not watching.
Dude, my parents haven't watched a Yankee game yet. They're 8-2, so what, we're 10 games into it?
Yeah.
Because my mom cut the cord. I'm like, well, Mom, you got to get the MLB app. I don't know how to do that.
The app?
I'm like, you got 5 kids. Have one of these dummies help you. I'm here and I'm busy. Have someone else help you.
There's 4 others.
Yeah, so I understand, but I don't at the same time. Like, we have, Covino and Rich, we have a QR code. We do. We're big time like that. And all of our information
futuristic.
Comes up.
You're so 2018.
Dude, we're so ahead of the game, bro. Yeah. We have menus.
We're so 2018, that's right.
So I sent it to my uncle.
We're like
the other
a
day.
Menu during COVID.
Now, when I say my
scan
uncle.
Scan here.
You probably think my uncle, again, is like 90 years old. He's not, all right? He's a little older than me.
He's your mom's little brother. Mom's, he's like 50.
Yeah, yeah. So I sent him my QR code. He goes, yeah, what's that? I'm like, what do you mean, what's that? How do you eat? how do you survive? He goes, I'm like, that's a QR code. Just, you know, check it out. Whenever, you know, get us some listeners. When you're at the barbershop, bust it out. Tell them about your nephew's radio show. I'm big time. And he goes, I guess I won't be using that. I'm like, why not? What do you mean? Do you not? Do you refuse the QR code at the restaurant? How do you get by? So that being said, make the adjustments. Don't be afraid. It's all good. Figure it out. Get a Venmo and enjoy your games. The end. And hopefully you guys, speaking of, enjoyed UConn yesterday. Congrats to them. Hope you had a UConn sort of Monday night, even though you may have stayed up a little later than usual to watch.
Dude, pretty impressive what they accomplished at UConn. Talking about like a turnover of roster, kids have bought into the program. There's always something so special about back-to-back. Like, that is not easy. And
back-to-back.
One's hard.
And belly-to-belly.
Talking about back-to-back. And
they're sixth ever. I believe the fun fact is every time they made it to the finals, they've won. So props to the UConn Huskies, 75-60 over Purdue. The side story behind it all, aside from back-to-back, like you said, Rich, really puts them in a awesome spot.
Well,
to say dynasty, to start dynasty, is that the East Coast friends of ours were complaining about staying up so late just to see the montage that you so desperately love.
One shining moment. I actually was texting a friend, so I'll tell you the exact time.
It was late. I was sleepy on the West Coast.
It was a little after midnight East Coast because it was right around 9-ish, a little after 9 here in Southern California. And One Shining Moment had not played yet. We're talking they milk it. They milk it like they're a dairy farmer.
It's like clockwork. I know Rich because I've worked with him so long. The timing is impeccable. Right at the high note, One Shining Moment. That's when the tear rolls off of Rich's cheek right here.
The ball is tipped.
Simultaneously, right when the high note, when Luther hits that high note, that's when Rich wells up and a tear is shed. Did you cry watching the montage?
One shining moment.
Did you?
I did not, but you know what? It did not air till after midnight East Coast, but a couple takeaways. Zach Edey puts up big numbers. He's going to be a mid-first rounder in the NBA, but UConn and Purdue had just been killing everyone all tournament. And we said yesterday, what was it, UConn 6.5? Well, let's roll UConn. It felt right.
Did you have money on this?
I did not. I'm mad at myself. I was like, I've been so cold lately that I'm like, yeah, I'll just watch. But they held Purdue. Think about the game in which we watch, NBA, NCAA basketball. They held Purdue to 1 3-point shot. Their perimeter defense was absurd. They only had 8 assists. They were so one-dimensional. UConn just outplayed Purdue. And then you say to yourself, how does a guy like Zach Edey translate into the NBA? Is he a guy that goes mid-first round and, you know, he just sort of fades into mid-level NBA status but still makes, you know, tens of millions of dollars a year?
37
probably.
Points. Yeah, you know, we talked about that when it comes to Caitlin Clark. I feel like men, and again, this is just an opinion. Is it a sexist opinion? I'm not trying to be. I think the NBA professional men are more likely to shut this dude down. And it might be a harder transition for him than Caitlin Clark.
Well, the women are talking a big game.
But the women are, and that's the story.
Have you noticed
too.
That?
They're
have
talking
you noticed
a bigger game.
A lot of the
haters, which some could say, well, that means she made it. That means it's official now because it's usually the men that are talking smack about the younger players. Now we're seeing the women do that. And
well, it's every sport, right? We talk about how a guy plays college football for a big school, maybe in the SEC, and all of a sudden.
But don't you have this opinion based on nothing really that the difference there isn't as significant like an NBA, like a college standout superstar like Caitlin Clark would have an easier transition in the WNBA as an Edey would in the NBA?
I don't know. That's a good question. You know, your thoughts, if you want to chime in at 877-99 on Fox.
Again, my ignorance tells me that.
That's not your ignorance.
The
it's just an opinion.
Dominance of the WNBA isn't as significant as the dominance in the NBA.
Truth be told, you don't watch any, either do I.
Yeah, I mean, I watch enough to form that opinion, but I don't know how true that is.
We've watched enough college football to see a running back turn the corner on every run.
Oh, and
then he can't do that in the NFL. Or a guy like.
We haven't seen a Caitlin Clark this dynamic. I mean, for obvious reasons. Look, she broke so many records. Can it translate as easy? We'll see.
We've seen quarterbacks in college look like unstoppable. You know, that you end up on a team that had two or three wins in the NFL the year before. And you look like hot garbage once you're in the NFL. Because
there's a style of play that translates in different ways. Like, some people are saying Bronny made a good choice because maybe he's a better pro than he would be a college player. I don't see how that applies, but I've heard that several times from different people. So, you know, people step up. People change their game. We'll see what happens with Edie, but congrats again to the UConn Huskies. 75-60.
Did you watch any Danny Gia?
I
actually watched the whole game.
The whole game.
The whole game.
There was a point where it started to get a little out of control, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go do a couple things, get a couple things done. I'll turn it on with a couple minutes left.
Well, that's the beauty of a game like this, where, again, the Huskies sort of dominated. Purdue only scored 60. If you're not a big college basketball fan anyway, you just have the feeling of live sports on. And that's when you, like, get a good sweep in, or like a good little like cleaning of the counter going on. Right? You can clean up. Yeah.
Because of UConn's defense, even when Purdue was hovering right around a 7-point, trailing by like 7, it never really felt like they had that burst to get back into the game.
It's a sign of a good team. We said the other night with the women's, right? South Carolina, anytime Iowa got within like 5 or 6, like, ooh, it's a game. South Carolina's like, not so fast. Mm-hmm. Relax. So NCAA hoops behind us now. I think it's time, Covino. We say it every year around this time. This is when you officially really hone in on the NBA. With a few games to go, the playoffs around the corner, this is when you really start to dive in.
I mean, that's what Mets fans say, because there's nothing to be excited about, I know.
Mets have won 4 or 5.
No,
shut your mouth.
Hey.
The Mets are hot right now.
They're stepping it up.
They beat the Braves last night.
They'll be .500 soon enough.
Lindor will get to batting .100 soon.
And, of course, I'll be tuning into the NBA, but I am excited about baseball.
You see the memes where it's like people saying they've had blood alcohol levels higher than some of the Mets' batting averages?
Yeah, I mean.
I think the other day, until he had a good game, Lindor was batting like 31. It's like yeah, okay. 31.
Honestly, I hate to be that guy, but I am, I guess. Like, you feel, honestly, as a former Little League standout, you feel like you could bat 31 in the bigs. 31?
There was a point. Well, wasn't it Rendon, who he has a 4-game hitting streak now, but, you know, he's the most easy guy to hate in Major League Baseball. Didn't he start like 1 for 25 or something ridiculous?
Yeah, I mean, that guy's hard to root for. But you're right, Rich. Time to tune in to the NBA if you haven't already. Danny G's like, what do you mean time? I've been tuning in.
Yeah, Danny G's the guy that watches every game. I'm the guy that a couple days a week I'll have it on in the background. But now it's time to hone in and really take it better.
Here I am. It's all full circle. Here I am making fun of my parents and old people. For me, I can never find the Laker game when I'm trying to watch it here in L.A. Oh,
man.
I don't have Spectrum.
I've sent you so many links.
I know. I don't have. He's like, here's my password.
I gave Covino my password to Spectrum, and he still hasn't used it. No, come on.
You bother Danny for passwords?
I know. Well, because I try to tune in, or let's say it's a nice matchup I want to sit down and watch. I don't have Spectrum. I don't have it.
Yeah, Danny G's sitting there with his kid on his lap. He's like, hey, who's texting me? Covino wants my HBO Max password down, too?
I don't want to bother you. Danny G, what's the code? Can I put it in?
Well, you guys are tuning into the NBA at the perfect time, because coming up quickly here are the play-in games.
Yeah. Now is that, you know what? If you get anything out of this jibber-jabber, it's that. Now is the time to really start focusing in on it, because this is when it gets fun. College hoops, done. Baseball, still early. Still tuning in to that. I am. I'm a guy. I'm one of those baseball fans that tries to watch as many games as possible. But now is the time where NBA gets exciting and you got to focus.
And an important game tonight, Warriors and Lakers, because they're obviously fighting over position there.
Of course.
Speaking of play-in.
Yeah, I was going to say, the 7 through 10 teams are close enough where you could try to sneak into that 7-8. You don't want to be 9-10. You don't want to be one and done, possibly. The interesting part, especially about the Western Conference, is that I know they've done a better job with load management this year, and you know guys are playing more. That's sort of the narrative, right? Like they're trying to get the guys to get in there more. But would you agree that unlike any other sport, once you look at the postseason standings and what teams are in, it's like the top tier seeds are not that dominant over the lower seed teams.
In the NBA?
Yeah. Like in the NFL or Major League Baseball or any other sport for that matter, you feel a little more confident in the higher seeds. There's people that are saying, I saw a headline yesterday. I think it was on FS1 or ESPN. It's like, are the Lakers the biggest threat to the Denver Nuggets? I'm like, you mean the Lakers who are in the play-in? I guess once a playoff series starts, the NBA just takes on a whole different feel.
It's anyone's game.
And if you have a couple big stars, what about, I mean, you
I
know,
mean, we feel that way about baseball more than
ever.
Well,
the Lakers have matched up well against the Nuggets this season, keeping games really close. And then you look at the Lakers against a team like the Kings, and the Kings have swept the Lakers this season.
You start looking at matchups, and not only do you start looking at matchups, you start saying, well, what teams are clicking in, and who in a five, you know, who in a seven game series could deliver? What about the Dallas Mavericks? Luka and Kyrie have secretly sort of been pretty damn good together this season. So we'll get to a little more NBA. We'll get to why Kelce and Caitlin Clark are the same person.
I can't wait for that. And by the way, speaking of the NBA, we're going to do some Whack Diesel, Shaq Diesel trivia this show, giving away prizes on the Covino and Rich show in for DP.
Live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. We got more next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're Covino and Rich, live from Mercedes-Benz Studios, in for Dan Patrick.
When you hear Nelly, a song like this, Hot in Here, is there anything more 2000s than this?
Yeah, your haircut.
Fair.
You're,
fair.
Those jeans you're wearing.
Dude, most white guys have had the same fade for the last 20 years. True story.
No, I'm just kidding, man.
But you know what, though? You hear a song like Nelly, Hot in Here, and it does dawn on you that, like, yeah, that song's 20 years old. Where is the time going?
It dawned on me that it's freezing here in the studio. That's what it dawned on me.
Not hot in here at all.
No, it's freezing. But good morning. Again, we're live from LA. It is cold in here for whatever reason. Hope you enjoyed the eclipse yesterday. Hope you enjoyed UConn's big win.
Oh, dude.
Hope you're enjoying our show so far. Day two of the Dan Patrick hat trick.
Not only do I have my dumb Jason Kelce, Caitlin Clark. How are they the same person? I'm going to get to that in a second. But I want you to think about something. We're going to get to this in, you know, within the next half hour. If you're on the road, think about it and get ready to chime in. All these people went nuts yesterday over the eclipse. And by the way, I've seen all the dumb jokes, people being like, check out this video. And it's the moon and the sun, and all of a sudden there he is, Wood, yeah. the black guy at the end of the bed.
Look, that's all great.
I've seen other ones where some guy's junk just comes into the screen. Like, I've seen all the jokes.
I've got so many jokes in regards to the eclipse. Did you see just a bunch of fools looking at the eclipse, and it's a bunch of vatos looking at an old Mitsubishi?
Yes, I saw that one.
I've seen them all.
But the next eclipse, where
the path of totality
will be going through the United States, is in 21 years. So I want to play a little game with you guys. Make a prediction. What will the sports landscape look like in 21 years? The next time everyone's freaking out.
Or what will have happened by then?
What will have happened by then? Will we all be playing pickleball? Will NFL football be flag football? Like, what will be the landscape of sports?
I'll be fling golfing. You know what fling golf is?
I've seen it. Is that a Shark Tank thing?
Yeah, fling golf. I'll be on the fling golf course. No, I'll be on the regular golf course.
No, you'll be on the fling golf tour. You'll have retired. Covino have found his true calling.
Yeah, man. I'll be in Saudi Arabia. They're going to sign me to the new league, and I'll be pissing off regular golfers.
Oh, there he is, Covino, the live fling golf millionaire.
Well, you know how they describe it. You know when snowboarding became a thing and it started to piss off actual skiers? Yeah. Oh, these hooligans. Oh, these youngsters with their snowboards. They're saying that there's room for both, but traditional golfers don't want the fling golfers around. And basically, it's like a lacrosse golf, kind of. You just instead of wasting time being aggravated, you just go in there to have fun, so you just flinging the ball, and then you're putting like normal. Fling golf. I think that'll take over.
All right, so,
by the way, I was driving past by your...
By the way, hopefully people have better answers than that when we do this in about 20 minutes.
Well, I don't want to take all the good answers.
What's going to be?
But I was driving past your local high school by your house.
Yeah.
And all these kids, man, so into pickleball. They were all just playing pickleball. And I'm like, damn, man. It's like, it's in the gyms now?
You know what I saw? This is interesting.
I never played pickleball in gym class. I never played it ever in my life.
I have a high school observation. Let it be known, Covino and I are not just driving by random high schools.
I mean, Rich lives right next to
near one.
So I was driving by his house. And I couldn't help but notice how you know when you see kids like in gym class when you're driving by local, they look so apathetic, right? These kids were way into it. I could tell. They were like way into pickleball.
I saw something interesting. You brought up lacrosse and your fling golf.
Well, I was joking. I'm saying.
No, but I saw a bunch of
by
kids.
By the time the next eclipse happens, that might be a big thing.
I saw a bunch of kids at the high school, I guess at lacrosse practice, and they all had GoPros on their helmet. And I'm like, is that to watch the footage? Is that for them to upload on their my lacrosse YouTube page? But I was like, that's a pretty cool thought. Like, imagine if you had footage like that of when you played high school sports.
Dude, I don't have not one picture of me.
Like, even one of your 57 home runs?
No, none. No, but all right, ready? Forget about high school. Even later than that, in college, I don't have like one picture of me in my dorm room. Like not one.
Imagine it's one big lie.
Yeah.
Covino is never a baseball star.
Yeah, I have no proof. You know what? That's the beauty of
Wait, you did
up.
Show us a newspaper clipping.
Oh, yeah, I have all that. But you could make stuff up.
That could have been Jose Altuve. Like, they, you know, both about 5'8".
Yeah, that was Altuve, man. It wasn't even me.
You know what?
Think about it. They have video of their practice on their GoPro. Yeah. These kids today. You don't even have a photo of you in your dorm room in college.
Yeah, listen, if you're roughly 40-ish, it's sad because that transition of camera in your hand at all times and the phone, you missed it by like a decade.
Yeah, I mean, look, in our family's generation had it even worse. I asked my mom the other day, hey, mom, I said, you got you and dad's first pick? She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, the first pick you ever took. I was like, because that's kind of special. Which one is it? She's like, I don't know, our wedding album? I'm like, your wedding album? She's like, well, we didn't carry cameras. I'm like, that's true. Dad didn't have a Polaroid in his back pocket.
Maybe your dad has some other pictures of your mom.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, I hope not.
Polaroids in his sock drawer.
So I forced my
from 1970.
You know what my mom realized the first pick was? Like at Six Flags, you know, when they take pictures of you and put it on a mug or something. It was a picture from a mug that my mom says that this is the first one.
That's sort of cool.
Yeah. So, you know, they didn't have it. We didn't have it. Today, they have everything.
Well, we're going to get to a bunch of random stuff. What will the sports world look like next time there's an eclipse? Why is Jason Kelce and Caitlin Clark in the same exact position? We'll get to that. But let's say what's up to Travis in L.A. Get some feedback going in for Dan Patrick, Covino, and Rich. What's up, Travis?
Hey, Travis. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Steve, I have that mug. I'll sell it back to you for $99.
All right, let's go.
I was going to ask you guys, how much can you be in the sports collectibles without being a dork?
It has to be signed, framed, and presented in your home in a beautiful way in an office or a man cave or a garage. You can't have... I have a loaded answer, Danny. You would think I had to think about it. I have a loaded answer.
It depends how old you are.
I feel like you have cue cards in front of you.
Because I've thought about this a lot. You can't have something on your wall that is not signed, personalized, or framed.
Yeah, at this stage of the game.
I mean, at any stage.
That last step is the tough one, right? Because we all have some memorabilia being in radio these years, and we have boxes of some cool stuff, but it's that last step of putting it in a presentable case.
Yeah, no, that's true, right? You have the autograph. We've met a lot of people along the way.
I mean, one of the things that I need to get a case for it, and it's as simple as probably ordering it on Amazon for $20, but...
It is that simple.
I was... Lucky enough, over the years, we've met Mike Tyson a few times.
Mike Tyson. I got to meet Covino and Rich.
And
it was the pleasure with all mine.
When we met Iron Mike, I have a professional boxing glove, and it's like, too rich. Love Mike Tyson. And I just have it
to
like...
my bestest,
I have it in like,
bestie, Rich
I have it just
Davis.
Like sitting in my office. I'm like, get a case, dummy. Like, but I think you need to present it in a case, a frame, and that's the rule. Bobbleheads... keep him in your office, and you better have some fun with
him. That's the thing, man. There's that fine line.
To each his own.
Remember, his question was before it becomes nerdy. You got too many bobbleheads, you're in nerdy territory. That's how I feel about it. Like, that's the problem with a lot of people. You take something cool like the eclipse, and then you go nerding out on it. Like, okay, it's cool. You posted a picture. I don't need to see all of your pictures and how you thought about life as it happened. And, you know, you're getting a you're in nerdy territory.
Oh, know what I decided yesterday, by the way? The people that posted eclipse pictures and videos are the same people that post on the 4th of July and think people care.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the firework display. Are you serious? Do you think I want to see the picture of you that you took of the sun?
Oh, the best one I got? You said the jokes were the best part? Yeah. It was this girl on the beach.
Wait, it's not the Vatos looking at the Mitsubishi eclipse?
No, that was another one.
Okay.
There's this girl on the beach, and and some creepo's filming her, and she's wiping the sand off her ass streaks, right? And she's looking good. And you're like, what is this? And all of a sudden, some non-flattering person gets in the way of it and bends over and it says eclipse. And you're like, oh, gross.
Is non-flattering person 2024 code for fatty because you don't want to say it? Or no?
Yeah, I don't want to upset anybody on the way to work.
Gotcha. I wanted to bring up a couple on this day things. And don't worry, I'm not going to bore you with this. But I happen to just be looking up stuff this morning before we get to Caitlin Clark and Jason Kelce. Danny G, big out here in L.A. What happened on this day in 1981?
On this day.
Think about it. 81.
April 9th.
Fernando Valenzuela.
His first start as a Dodger.
Oh, I was right.
His first start.
I didn't know that for sure.
What was your train of thought there? 81?
Yeah,
we talked about Fernando yesterday, so he was already on the top of my mind.
Dang. Yeah, that was,
Which, by the way, he looks better now than he did then. Have you seen him lately?
Yeah, he's thin now.
Like, he's thin. He looks good. I sent the picture of him. This is so random, but I sent the picture of him. A cousin of mine met him, right? And he sent me a picture, and he's like, do you know who this is? And I did, right? I was able to – I've seen him. But I sent it to my mom, and I said, guess this legend. She had no clue. She's like, I don't know who that is.
And Rich,
who's that, your Uncle Fedecito?
That year stands out because I was in kindergarten, and that's when Fernando Mania took over Southern California. My family – is from Rialto, California, so we were in the middle of all of it. And my first Dodger game, my grandmother took us way up high in the nosebleed seats at Dodger Stadium with her sun umbrella, and we got to see Fernando pitch. And it was like a playoff game, even though it was this time of the season.
Atmosphere was electric.
I was a couple years younger than Danny G. When I was in kindergarten, I was into a Hulkamania. You were into Fernando Mania? I was into Hulkamania. But that happened. But I saw this and I had to bring it up because it's just so ridiculous. I have never heard about this. Maybe because it's coming up on 100 years ago. But I was looking up little, like, you know, on this day in sports, because I always find that to be, you know, sometimes you find a little interesting fun fact or trivia. Like, your boy Don Mattingly signed his last contract with the Yankees on this day.
On this day.
Just to show you how money has come so far in sports and how much people are paid now. Don Mattingly is at top of his game. In 1989, you'd say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was when Donnie Baseball was at its prime. 5 years, 19 mil.
And you know what? That is around the time I think he started experiencing some back issues.
But that was his last deal.
Leading up to that, yeah, he was Donnie Baseball all the way.
On this day in 89?
Yeah.
Was when Mike Tyson.
That's when I found your boxing glove.
He punched a parking lot attendant. Do you remember that story?
I actually do, yeah.
That was in 1989. But here's the one I saw that I was like, has anyone ever heard of this? This is ridiculous. In 1925, this is before your grandpappy was probably even born, Babe Ruth was rushed to the hospital with what they called, I've never even heard this, of all the dumb sports fun facts and stories I've heard in my life.
An overdose on hot dogs?
Have you ever heard of the bellyache heard around the world?
No. I don't think so.
Babe Ruth was rushed to the hospital with a bad tummy ache, and newspapers around the country started printing, Babe Ruth is dead!
Wow, there was a death rumor about the Babe?
And because he didn't play for a couple days, like, the Babe died!
Wow.
And it turns out he had just had a bad tummy ache.
He had gas.
One too many hot dogs at Yankee Stadium. So Just dropping the fun facts.
Wow.
And,
I mean, that's so stupid.
What's better than...
Heard that story, but then again, I wasn't around in 25.
Yeah, bellyache heard around the world. All right, now coming up, Jason Kelce, Caitlin Clark. How are they in the same exact position? I'll explain why and how. Next, filling in for the great Dan Patrick, you got Covino and Rich live from the Mercedes-Benz studio here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests we're gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, by the way, if you like them, real thick and juicy. Have you seen some recent clips of Nelly Furtado?
Oh,
no creepo.
Your favorite Portuguese woman?
Oh, yeah. No, seriously, like recent clips. I was like, what in the hell is going on?
Like in a good way?
I was just surprised.
Like thick with a couple C's?
Like thick.
You can see why Timbaland fell in love with her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
She had a handful of hits in the 2000s and 2010s.
Oh, I say that respectfully because Joel's playing some Nelly Furtado in the background. By the way, we're Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Danny G's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for checking out our podcast. Just search Covino and Rich. We also have a Patreon. So always staying busy and always an honor to be in for the DP show.
Now, how is Jason Kelce and Caitlin Clark the same? I'll explain in a minute. But I just need a quick answer from you, Danny G. Joel, you guys want to chime in? Love to hear your thoughts on a fight that was going down on one of my group texts last night.
Oh, boy.
So, UConn-Purdue, men's final game. March Madness culminates. One shining moment. Montage after midnight.
Yeah.
My East Coast buddies are fighting about UConn.
Who? Tony and Vinny going at it.
My buddy Mikey.
Carmine getting fired up.
My buddy Mikey and Chris.
Okay.
And here's the argument. Want your thoughts. So my buddy Chris went to his undergrad at a small college in Connecticut called Fairfield.
Okay.
Graduated, got a job. Years later, got married. He's got a couple boys. All the guy does is work, watch the Mets, and coach like three different Little League teams.
Okay.
It's his life. He's living that sports dad life.
Dad life.
Yeah. The last couple weeks, he's been all like, yeah, UConn. And we're like, UConn? You're a Mets fan, you're a Rangers fan, and you're a Giants fan. Well, what's this UConn thing? And here's his answer.
Oh.
I think he works for American Express. And he's like, you know, he's sort of a big dog there. He's like, back in 2010, they paid for me to get my master's, and I went to UConn.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, hold on now. No, no.
What do you mean, no, no?
I was like, online? Did you go to the campus? I'm like, you can't claim you went somewhere. I have a rule. Tell me if you like this rule.
I already don't like your rule.
If you haven't been drunk on the campus, haven't slept with someone on the campus, or know the local bars and restaurants on the campus.
How do you know he didn't sleep with somebody
you
on the campus?
You can't say.
Maybe he just can't tell you.
You can't say, oh, I'm alumni. Because you got your master's.
What do you mean? You should take this theory and shove it. What are you talking about?
Danny G, if you got your master's there
if
online.
If I was this guy, I would want to reach through the phone and punch this guy in the nose.
Nowadays, Rich, you can't make that rule because so many people do school online.
I was like, you might as well tell me you went to the University of Phoenix.
Are you going to tell me my daughter didn't pass fifth grade because she had to do it online?
Oh, COVID,
in the pandemic?
But listen, COVID exceptions, forget that nonsense. I'm saying, for instance, you went to Montclair State. I went to Syracuse. You went there. You lived in a dorm. You had random shenanigans. You drank. You partied. You smoked weed. You went to class. You walked campus.
You had to stumble across the campus at night.
You had to stumble
across the quad for it to count.
You've eaten in the food court. You've sat in the student section at a game.
I sure did.
If your company paid for you to get your master's online, you can't say you went to that college.
What if you go there for the graduation? Aha!
Rich didn't even walk. So I think that's even weaker. I think
that's a good one,
Joe. You didn't really graduate.
Yeah, you didn't graduate. Get out of here with your stupid rules. I don't like your rule. I think he absolutely got a degree from that university.
As an adult.
Hey, dude, there's people that don't even show up to work because they could do it from home. They still work from that place. In today's world, like Danny G said, more than ever that matters. More than ever that counts. There's so many moms, too, that are busy being moms, or your friend busy being a dad, that are taking online classes. How are you going to tell me that doesn't count? Of course that counts.
What I'm saying is there is a distinct difference
There's a difference, but it counts. There's no difference.
My buddy went to Fairfield.
Your buddy graduated from UConn.
No, he went.
He's UConn Cornelius.
He went to Fairfield, graduated in the early 2000s. A decade later, because his company's like, you know, we'll pay for you to get your master's.
Yeah, and
he took some online classes. Now you tell me he's alumni?
By the way, that sounds like a nightmare to me. I wouldn't want to sit there. Dude, I dread taking human resources classes from this company.
Do we have to do one again?
When boss man hits us up and he's like, yeah, you're overdue on one of your HR courses for Fox Sports and iHeart, I'm like, I want to pay my daughter to do it for me. Hey, can you sit here and just do this?
There's another one due on the 17th.
Oh, I hate it. Joel, I dread it. So I actually give your buddy more credit for having the patience to put his dad life aside and
daughter,
sit there and actually do this.
That's challenging. $20 to do mine too.
Yeah, man. It's a nightmare.
Based on the dump button situation in the afternoons with you guys, you don't watch those videos.
Maybe I need to watch that course.
Maybe we should pay closer attention. But
here's a hint. Just turn it on.
My point is, actually, I have a theory on how to do that, by the way. This is a whole, I don't want to take you off your tangent, Rich.
No, here's how you take an HR course. They have a quiz
at the end of it, though.
Well, here's what you do. Here's my method, and it works every time, okay? Every time. You pick the lamest possible answer, and it's 99% of the time the correct answer.
Oh, it's true. Who is wrong in this scenario? And it's like, if like C is like, John is inappropriate with everything he did. You're like, that's the one.
Yeah. So you don't even have to pay attention. You just read the three answers, right? And it's the lamest possible one. You hit that, you're correct. Ta-da.
John, well, you're really going to like this one because you can choose the wrong answer and it just keeps right on going.
John told Stephanie she looked pretty at work. John's a piece of garbage.
John is the worst guy ever.
Wrong, but oh well, let's move on.
You're moving on. Hey,
John needs to be better looking to ask her out on a date.
My point is, those tests are dreadful and miserable. So for your friend to be able to do this and still pass and graduate from a prestigious university, good for him for being proud. I think that's awesome. Hey, man, I would do it if I could.
All I'm saying, and I stand by this, if you got your master's online at a college, you are not an alumni.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. More Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick next on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.